ABC Radio Australia.
Now, an alarming increase in new HIV infections in Papua New Guinea has people scrambling to resuscitate dormant programs to prevent the spread of the disease. After the country successfully contained what some feared would be a catastrophic epidemic of the human immune deficiency virus in the 2000s, the number of new infections has nearly doubled in just a year. Liam Fox reports.
Tony Lupiwa, the acting director of the National AIDS Council Secretariat, is worried. Very worried.
It's very alarming for us. We were expecting a small increase, but this big increase is making us panic a bit because that's a lot within 1 year space.
The big increase he's referring to is the number of new HIV infections recorded last year compared to 2021.
It has climbed up to 6,500 new cases for 2022. And that's an increase from 3,400 cases.
That works out to be 18 people testing positive to HIV per day last year, compared to just 10 new infections a day the year before. That's nearly a doubling of the rate of new infections in just a year. As alarming as that is, Dr. Anne Clark from the group Businesses for Health says the picture is even worse when you go back further and look at other statistics.
For example, if we go back to 2018, more than 500,000 tests were conducted. Last year, only 100,000 tests were conducted. You've got a catastrophic drop-off in the number of people being tested. What we've seen is an increase in the number of babies being born and diagnosed with HIV because less than a fifth of all mothers are offered an HIV test prior to birth. So we had 820 babies diagnosed with HIV last year.
So what's behind the dramatic increases? Tony Lupiwa from the National AIDS Council Secretariat says the push to prevent the spread of HIV has collapsed in recent years.
We haven't been doing prevention work in terms of awareness, advocacy and distribution of condoms and other material for people to use to protect themselves.
Where once HIV was a major public health issue in PNG, Mr. Lupiwa says it has all but disappeared from the national consciousness.
There hasn't been very much in the newspapers in the last 4 years, and the radio and TV. So maybe people thought that HIV is gone and they've gone back to the risky behaviour.
And what's the reason for that? Money, or rather, the lack of it.
It's been a tough 4 years for us because there hasn't been enough funding to cater for prevention work around the country.
And is that because of COVID, that attention was shifted that way and also resources were shifted towards COVID?
Yeah. COVID got all the attention in the last 2 years. So that's one of the reasons why the resources and attention was to COVID and not to HIV.
Dr. Anne Clark puts it a little more bluntly.
In 2010, when we thought we were at the peak of the HIV crisis in PNG, where we saw better access to testing and treatment, we went, oh, that's cool. And the rest of the wealthy world went, oh, they've got testing, they've got treatment, she'll be right, mate. COVID just put another nail in the coffin.
The result, she says, has been the total devastation of HIV prevention efforts in PNG. Mr. Lupiwa, though, is hopeful the situation can be turned around.
Both the Health Department and the National AIDS Council have been working on the new strategy, and we are going to launch it in the beginning of next year. The priority is prevention. We are hoping that the government and our donor and development partners will support us in implementing that strategy.
Dr. Clark says it's time local authorities and international donors took a more holistic approach to health development.
When donor funding comes in, quite often it's put in a bucket for that and a bucket for this. We need to get cleverer about something as basic as safe sex should be absolutely part of primary school, high school, university, workplace programming. where people can talk confidently and comfortably about their rights to sexual health.
And that's Dr. Anne Clark from Businesses for Health, ending that report from Liam Fox.